good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for having us in today, Nick.
Oh, it's an absolute pleasure. Now, tell me what it means. So if I'm on Facebook and I see a brand, a bit yours, a bit someone else's, and I think, well, that's interesting to me, and I do a little like or maybe share it, what does that actually mean for a company?
Well, the first thing that you have to be aware of is that everything that you click, everything that you search, and everything that you actually upload affects what is shown to you through advertisers. And the best example of this is the new Facebook gestures and reactions feature.
Mm-hmm.
You also have to consider that companies want to access small data. For a long time, big data used to be the way that people used to advertise in the world. You know, oh, people use X amount of iPhones, people use Androids. But now people want to know where you put your toothbrush when you put it, when you put it down. People want to know what photos do you put on your fridge. Are they family photos? Are they photos with your girlfriend or boyfriend? Brands are trying to emotionally connect with audiences nowadays, and that's why Facebook, a follower, a like, is so important as small data, emotional data.
Now, small data is a phrase I haven't heard a lot of people talk about. I think that's really interesting. So you're translating basically people's individual kind of preferences into actual data that's company specific.
That's right. And one of the first things that you have to consider is that half of the world's population is connected to the internet. Of those, two-thirds of them have signed up to social media accounts. And it's really interesting to see, because with all this information, there's a bit of an insight to see how pervasive social media actually is in our lives. Mm. I mean, Nick, when you catch public transport, if you're on a bus or a train, how many people do you see when you look around? They're all glued onto their phones, scrolling down their social media feeds, and even playing Pokemon Go now.
Mostly playing Pokemon Go now, let's be honest.
That's right. So we just have to be careful of what we're doing as well.
Why do we have to be careful? What do you mean by careful?
Well, we have to be careful because social media is a place where you can present a skewer of who you are as a person. And people can easily misrepresent that or misinterpret that. So when you are using social media, I think it's best to be a little bit transparent, but not too transparent if you don't want people to know the real you. That's what I mean by being a little bit careful about what you put online.
That's right. Does that mean, though, that the data that companies are getting from you may be not entirely accurate? I mean, how does that kind of work
together? Not necessarily. I mean, if you're sitting at home on the couch or on your bed, what you do behind the scenes when you're home by yourself, this is what companies actually see. So when we're on other people's profiles, we like to compare our own behind the scenes with their side reels. So everybody always tries to upload their best pictures, their best videos.
Of course. No one puts up a terrible selfie.
Exactly. except this can create a pretty bad thing for our generation, which is that people generally measure their own self-worth by the amount of likes that they receive on these social media outlets.
Okay.
So when you're at home, these companies know what you're doing, because inside your own house, you're going to be liking your own things. You're going to be doing things that you wouldn't otherwise if you're around other people. Hmm. So it is quite accurate.
That's quite interesting.
I'd also like to add to that that even though the data isn't 100% true, it feeds to the ego. What is social media but an ego boosting platform? And if companies can figure out what makes your ego tick, then they're going to better appeal to you by doing things that, you know, appeal to your ego.
And that's what I was going to ask. What's the flow-on effect for me as someone who might follow a brand here and there, or, you know, interact, you know, whatever, however we like to call it now? What's it going to mean to me as a consumer?
As a consumer, it just as a simple, in its most basic form, it just means brands will find a way to wheedle themselves into your pocket.
That's right.
A lot easier. It's by affecting you emotionally.
You have to think about this. A lot of advertisers are designed, a lot of ads are designed to depress us, because if we're happy with what we have, why would we want to buy anything? So, you know, they always use the same techniques. Buy this wrinkle, anti-wrinkle cream, otherwise you're going to get wrinkles. Watch the next episode, otherwise you're going to miss out on, you know, who gets sick or who dies, etc. So you just have to be careful of what you see, because things are designed to depress us, otherwise we won't be spending on the economy.
That is a very interesting way of putting it. Chris and Denon, co-founders of CQ Creative. Gentlemen, thank you very much for talking to us about this morning.
It's been our pleasure. Thank you so much.